Why does my vote matter? After all, I'm just one person. Surely I could never make that big of a difference, right? I have a personal experience when it comes to voting. As a freshman, I was student body president. I believe that it's safe to say that I had a large influence on our class. I made many decisions that affected our grade on a large scale. After a year of being class president and only 2 years of being in student body government, I had many new ideas for the next year and was excited to run for class president again. The following month was full of campaigning, making posters, giving out sweets, and trying to secure a sure vote within groups of my fellow peers. There was only one other competitor, and she put up a fight. She also had posters sporting catchy puns around the school, and she also handed out treats. Both of us had friends from all social groups, and it was impossible to see who was going to win. Finally, it was voting day. I anxiously sat there as I watched students fill out the small ballots and turn them in. I had no way of knowing who they were all voting for. Once the voting was completed, I tried to calm my hammering heart. All there was to do was wait. By far the worst part of this process. I was supposed to wait a week before I heard the results of the elections. Instead, I ended up waiting a painful 2.5 weeks because the student council teacher kept rescheduling it. When they finally announced the victor over the intercom one morning during the daily announcements, I felt my heart drop to my stomach as the other girl's name rang out instead of mine. I congratulated her anyways, knowing she was going to make an excellent class president. A few weeks later, although it felt like years later, I was talking with a group of friends when the class election came up in the conversation. "Oh yeah, I was going to vote but didn't get around to it," one girl chimed. Before I could respond, another friend chipped in. "Yeah, I would have voted for you too, but going to vote just seemed like a lot of work, you know?" While my friends just laughed it off, this didn't roll off my back as easily. It hit me like a wall of bricks. I had looked at the numbers of ballots after the election, and I had been 2 more votes away from victory. Just 2. And here were 2 friends sitting in front of me, saying that if they had voted, I would have won. But they didn't. Why wouldn't they vote? I thought about this for a while. They didn't think their vote mattered. They thought that they couldn't make much of a difference. After all, there was just 2 of them and hundreds of other students. Little did they know that their votes would have changed the entire result of the election. They also didn't want to put in the work, because going to a classroom and circling a name on a piece of paper required too much time and effort. They did not do the responsibility as a student to vote for their next leader. They had the privilege of getting a say in who would lead them, and they took that for granted. Although this only affected the class of 2020, this happens in our country all the time. Many people don't vote because they don't think they make a difference, or they don't want to put in the work to register and vote. The truth is, you'll never know how much your vote sways the results of an election. But it could be a huge impact, just like my friends who didn't vote. Putting in the work to register is worth it. This is the weakest excuse not to vote. This country used to be proud of its hard work and effort. Now people won't vote because they're too lazy? This needs to change. As Americans, we have the privilege of voting for the leader of our next country. Not every country has this right. We shouldn't take this power for granted. As citizens of the United States, we also share the responsibility to vote. If our country is left in the hands of someone unworthy, that's on us. Many people died building this country. They fought so that we could be free. They fought so that we could have a voice. What message are we sending if we throw away our opportunity to share our voice? We, as citizens of the United States of America, should be proud to share our voice. My vote matters. My voice matters. I can make a difference if I do my part in supporting my country. I plan on encouraging my generation to vote. We need to make sure our country is not just represented by a small portion of us. Although I only represent one vote, my voice still matters because I can still make a tremendous impact on the election, have the responsibility of voting, and hold the power of voting, which I will not take for granted. We all need to work together as Americans, share our voices, and strengthen our country.